From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. This week's summit meeting in Italy produced no firm commitment from developing countries to cut their greenhouse gas emissions, but President Obama says he's not giving up. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama says it's not easy to get 17 world leaders to agree on a strategy for fighting climate change, but he argues he and his colleagues meeting in Italy this week made a good start. Developing countries agreed that global temperatures should not be allowed to rise more than 2 degrees Celsius from their pre-industrial levels. Mr. Obama says in the months to come, negotiations will continue with developing nations over how to put that goal into practice.
As I wrestle with these issues politically in my own country, I've come to see that it is going to be absolutely critical that all of us go beyond what's expected if we're going to achieve our goals.
The United States' effort to control its own greenhouse gases narrowly passed the House last week. It still faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Rome.
Chinese state-run media is reporting an earthquake in southwestern China. The quake with a reported magnitude of 6.0 was felt in the Yunnan province area, with reports of more than 300 injuries and damage to perhaps tens of thousands of homes. The initial quake was reported to have been followed by at least 8 aftershocks. Rescue officials are sending tents and blankets to the region. The quake appears to have been centered in a mountainous region on China's southern border with Thailand and Myanmar. China's leaders have vowed to maintain stability and mete out severe punishment for those responsible for ethnic violence that killed more than 150 people this week. More than 1,000 people were injured in the ethnic clashes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
President Hu Jintao convened a meeting of the 9-member Politburo last night to discuss the situation in far west Xinjiang province. The Politburo urged authorities to isolate and crack down on instigators and hardcore elements behind the riots while educating ordinary participants. The security presence continued to increase today, with riot and SWAT police units being deployed from other provinces. Some roadblocks were lifted and shops reopened after a 3-day lockdown. The government blanketed the city with propaganda, urging residents not to harbor rioters or spread rumors. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
California government workers will be getting a 3-day weekend, whether they want it or not. The furlough for most state workers tomorrow was part of a plan put forth by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger aimed at closing the state's more than $26 billion budget shortfall. State government workers will now be required to take 3 unpaid furlough days a month. It's aimed at saving the state millions of dollars. The addition of a 3rd monthly furlough day effectively cuts state workers' annual incomes by about 14%. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 4 points, closing at 8,183. The NASDAQ was up 5 points today. This is NPR. The path appears clear for giant General Motors emergence from bankruptcy. That's after a judge issued an order approving a plan by the automaker to sell most of its assets to a new company. GM spokesman Tom Wilkinson said the company expects to close the sale quickly, but is not giving any firm time frame. When GM emerges from bankruptcy, it will do so as a much smaller company. The judge's order went into effect today despite a last-minute appeal from plaintiffs in an Arizona product liability case. State police are cracking down on an anti-logging protest in southern Oregon. 23 people were arrested, and police plan to make more arrests today. From member station KLCC in Eugene, Rachel McDonald has more.
4 protesters suspended in trees and homemade structures remain at a blockade erected to stop logging on the Elliott State Forest southwest of Eugene. Jasmine Zimmer Stuckey with the group Cascadia Rising Tide describes the blockade as a free state.
People who are locked down, people in the area, all of the direct support and all of our medics, they're all in jail right now. And it's just the people who are up in the air that are holding down the free state.
Those arrested face charges of interfering with an agricultural operation. Activists say they want to prevent the logging of ancient forests and prevent global warming. For NPR News, I'm Rachel McDonald in Eugene, Oregon.
U.S. airlines were canceling fewer flights and losing less luggage in May. That's according to the Transportation Department, which says its monthly on-time performance report by the nation's airlines shows more than 80% of flights arrived at the gate on time in May. That's compared with 79% for the same period last year. The number of passenger complaints about mishandled luggage also declined. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.